Good day, beloved. In Luke's Gospel, the 7th chapter, these words from this episode are recorded. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Beloved, Jesus meets this woman weeping, this widow woman weeping because her son, her only son, had died. And Luke says Jesus spoke to her. What do you say to a person in such suffering? What words would be worthy of this weeping widow? Jesus said, "Don't cry," to her. How could Jesus say, "Don't cry," to this widow at a time like this? I submit to you that these were not the awkward words of one struggling to say something to somebody in suffering, but these were the very words from the wounded heart of God, who is wounded when we are wounded, who feels our pain. God, who cries when we are forced to weep, he feels all the hurts that we feel. "Don't cry" from Jesus did not mean he was being indifferent, inconsiderate, or insensitive to her pain, but "don't cry" from Jesus was an indication of his intimacy with her pain. "Don't cry" from Jesus was an expression of his empathy for her in her pain, and "don't cry" was his communicating his desire to comfort her in her pain and restore hope to her broken heart. These are the words of one who not only understands all about us and feels our pain, but one who is able and willing to do something about her tears of tragedy, just like he's willing to do something about our tears of tragedy. Luke says he touched the bier that held the dead body of her boy, which symbolized the nerve center of the collapse of her life, because his touch is the touch of transformation. Jesus' touch can transform pain into promise. Jesus' touch can turn burdens into blessings. Jesus' touch can take disease and transform it into deliverance. And then Jesus spoke directly to that nerve center of the collapse of a life by saying, "Young man, I say to you, get up." When Jesus spoke to the lifeless body of her son, what Jesus was showing her and you and me, that which has power to inflict pain on you, causing tears of sorrow to pour from your eyes, has no power over me. That which causes you great despair, Jesus is saying, I have authority to deliver you from. In other words, what you are facing is not final, beloved. Your painful predicament is not permanent, because Jesus desires to restore your joy like he did this widow in giving her back her son alive. Jesus wants to restore hope to your heart. Jesus wants to change brokenness into a blessing. Jesus wants to trade faith for your doubt. Jesus wants to give you beauty for your ashes. Jesus wants to put joy in your sorrow, give you hope for tomorrow. And Jesus wants to transform tragedy into triumph. The songwriter says it like this: trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land, but he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Be encouraged, beloved. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and God bless you.